Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, RCARE, NRC Health, TSO Life, Erdman, and Sherpa. View more and check out all things Bridge the Gap on our new website, btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. We are so excited about today, and we're excited about our listeners, whether you're out there walking your dog or you're in travel mode, if you're on an airplane, a train, or an automobile. We're just super glad that you're listening today, right, Josh?
Super excited. Super excited to be here with you, buddy, in Nashville, my home state, not too far from my hometown in Knoxville. So it's good to be here at Brookdale headquarters, man.
Exciting. We're at HQ, the mothership, and we are welcoming our guest, Andrew Smith, Senior Director of Innovation and Growth Strategy. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Excited to chat.
So, Andrew, we're just going to jump right into it because I've got a fiery, hot topic question to ask you. So, obviously, Brookdale has been in the news a lot lately, right?
Yes, yeah.
There's one burning question that's on everybody's mind in the marketplace. Does Brookdale allow jeans on Friday?
Well, for all of those listening, I just want you to know I'm wearing a tank top and jorts right now, and it is Tuesday. No, just kidding. Yeah, we have a policy called dress for your day.
Okay.
And that means that wear what's appropriate for your role. And so if we're doing community visits or talking to residents or partners, we definitely dress up, but otherwise it's more like a jeans and polo kind of place.
Awesome. No, I love it. Well, so to get back into a little more serious mode, obviously, we got a really great topic and questions today. We're going to dive into the NIC organization. We're going to dive into the Future Leaders Council. And then we're going to also talk about university outreach and recruiting, which are really close to all of our hearts mm-hmm. here. So, Andrew, before we do that, give us a little bit of your background and how you got connected to senior living and also at Brookdale.
Yeah, sure. I think I've got a story that's similar to a lot of folks in our industry is I kind of fell into it. I've been with Brookdale for about 10 years. I went to Vanderbilt University here in Nashville. I did not know much about the seniors housing industry. I did not aspire to work in the seniors housing industry. I was a research analyst at the state government. And that, I don't know if anyone's worked at the state government, but the bureaucracy can sometimes be a little bit draining for somebody right out
Shocking.
Of grad school.
Can't imagine.
And so nights and weekends, I was consulting as designing adult education programs, training programs. That's what my master's degree is in adult education. And Brookdale was a client. And I had my first engagement with Brookdale was designing a new hire sales orientation for our memory care product called ClearBridge. And I lived in a memory care community for a weekend, and I just fell in love with the industry. I fell in love with the mission, with how it just interesting the industry is at this kind of apex of real estate, hospitality, and healthcare. And I begged them to hire me. They gave me a chance. That was 10 years ago. I've had four different jobs at Brookdale since then, and I'm going to make a career out of this. I mean, it is absolutely an industry that fills your heart and your head, and so it's been a good run.
We love that, and it's so authentic, which, I mean, that immediately resonates with me. I know it does you, Josh. I mean, that's why you have, you know, been thriving in this business as well.
Yeah, so it's interesting to say after 10 years you think you might make a career in it. I think you have made a career in it, safe to say. So that's really exciting, and I agree with you. It's like some of the folks that I'm finding are the most passionate and most excited about the industry didn't actually really know anything about the industry, mm-hmm. didn't aspire to be in it. I think that may dovetail a little bit later on in our conversation about the opportunity that exists out there to really preach the message of what our industry is all about and the huge opportunities for young people that are just entering school, just entering the workforce, that are looking for what I heard you say, that you fell in love with the mission. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I love about the younger workforce. It seems like so many of them are wanting something more than just the status quo, show up to a job, do a job, and go home. They want something meaningful with a purpose and a strong mission behind it. And so it's awesome to hear that you landed into an organization like that.
Well, I love what you guys are doing is bridging the gap. I mean, you're telling the stories of the industry and getting it out there. So I just really applaud what you guys are trying to do. I think it goes a long way in educating folks who are outside the industry, like I was, who had no idea what it was, what it's really all about, what we're really trying to accomplish, and all of the great opportunities that exist in the industry for a career.
Well, that's a great transition into the NIC or the NIC organization. Andrew, just give us what is the NIC organization?
Yeah, so it's a 501c3. It stands for the National Investment Center. So we oftentimes say NIC or NIC, but it stands for the National Investment Center. And their mission is to support access and choice for America's seniors by providing data, analytics, and connections. Mm-hmm. And so that, I mean, they express that mission and accomplish it in a lot of ways. One of the things they're most known for is their NIC map. They collect data from a lot of senior housing operators, and they use that data to educate the investors in the industry or interested in investing in the seniors housing and care industry, again, to support access and choice for America's seniors. That's only one of the many things that they do.
Huge organization. And Josh and I actually, I mean, that's one of the foundations of our friendship was catapulted really from the fall NIC conference of last year, right?
Yeah. So that's been a fascinating. So I started out in the industry many years back. And NIC, I'm glad you clarified that for our listeners, because we have a very diverse audience. And I remember when I first got my call as a young administrator from NIC, and I'm like, who is NIC? And why is he asking me all these personal questions about my community? And as I learned, and later I was really had the opportunity to actually go and experience one of these mega conferences in Chicago. And quite honestly, for a young administrator, it was very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was awesome. And as I've gotten older and gotten more involved, I've obviously learned to have a greater appreciation for what all goes on at NIC. And now today to sit down with both of you guys who are actually, I hope we'll talk a little bit about y'all's role with what y'all are doing in a leadership capacity, because it's fascinating to sit down and hear what goes on kind of behind the scenes, where NIC is going and things like that. So really cool.
Yeah, well, and I think NIC really rounds out kind of the industry organizations for seniors housing, because we have great operator oriented industry organizations like ASHA and Argentum. But what I found is really unique and interesting about NIC is how it brings the investors and the capital providers' perspective into the conversation. And I have worked for an operator my entire career in this industry. I have learned a lot through my interaction with a NIC organization on how do we think about real estate investment? How do we think about the buildings that we're operating in and what's the future of that growth in our industry? It's a great organization.
And the quality of content that they put out, it's so much. Mm-hmm. When you go, it's like drinking from a fire hose. And you wish that you could be there for 10 days to soak it all in when it's really only a couple of days, two and a half days or so that's there. Future Leaders Council is what I want to transition to next. Andrew, you are the chair of the Future Leaders Council. It was really a career goal for me to get my name just even in the hat. Very elite group. I'm honored to say that I'm on the council this year. I've been onboarded myself. Andrew's helped me along in that process. It's been amazing. Andrew, tell us what the Future Leaders Council is.
Sure. Yeah. So the Future Leaders Council is a group of about 8 people per year, and it's a 3-year term. It's a part of NIC's mission fulfillment goal. And it has 2 main aspects to it. The first is it's a group of up-and-coming volunteer leaders in the industry to help advance NIC's mission. So we do a lot of work on behalf of NIC. It's all volunteer leaders. Everybody are like you and me, Lucas, who have day jobs and just are passionate about what NIC is trying to accomplish and how we can support it. But then it also helps develop those future leaders to take on leadership roles for NIC and in the industry. And there's been a lot of success come out of it. I mean, there's one of the members of the Future Leaders Council Oversight Committee of the NIC board, try saying that quickly, is a former FLCer. We have FLCers who are serving on conference planning committees, former FLC alums of the FLC serving on conference planning committees. So it's really started to pay dividends, I think, for the NIC organization. And it's just such a great opportunity to contribute to the NIC mission.
Well, yeah. Some of our listeners that have been listening to our podcast since we started earlier in the year, they know that really this podcast idea started in the lobby of the Chicago Hotel at NIC. Yeah. When we were literally having the conversation, we're like, this is such a valuable conference. We wish that everybody in the industry, all the way down to like the community leaders, could experience this, how in the world can we take and share this information and the influence that Nick has on us to everybody? And that was what, you know, we came up with the idea of a podcast. Like, why don't we do a podcast? And so literally in the lobby, we're like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
It last year, you know, around this time.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So with the Future Leaders Council, it would take 10 podcasts, just to even scratch the surface of all the things that they are connected to. Let's dive in today to something that's very close to our hearts, in different ways: recruiting, university outreach, and the internship program. Let's talk about that.
Oh yeah. So I think as we all know, and as we've all experienced, I think there aren't enough people who know enough about the seniors housing industry as an opportunity to work. I recall at Vanderbilt, when we were thinking about graduating, what the next step was, everybody was interested in being a consultant or going into finance. Mm-hmm. And there was no concept of seniors housing. So one of the goals of the FLC is to increase awareness in the university and graduate level programs of seniors housing. One of the ways we do that is each one of the FLC members attempts and is expected to go to their alma mater or to a school that's close to them and try to get in front of students, talk about seniors housing and care, what the opportunities are, how the industry is set up, et cetera. And then we also try to recruit providers, capital providers, kind of industry companies to host internships that are offered through Nick's University Outreach and Internship Program. And it's a relatively new program. It's only a couple of years old, but we are celebrating last year. We had 7 companies provide internships, and we had 13 universities participate in the program. So small but growing, and it's just a great effort, I think, of Nick and the FLC to try to get the message out there and give young, excited, smart, future leaders in seniors housing an opportunity to experience the industry through that internship program.
And love Josh, you have experience of doing this. You've been doing it in your own right doing university outreach.
Yeah. For years, I've had the opportunity to speak at a lot of different universities and colleges. I'm always amazed that when we get invited to come in to talk, it's usually more of your senior level classes, and they're inviting different industries in while these people are looking to get out and get a job, that most of the room, they have never heard of senior living, or they don't know what it is. Or if they have heard it, it's unfortunately a very negative and really tainted, not reality of mm-hmm. what senior living is. And I love how you mentioned experience, because I think what happens is when people do experience senior living and the mission, that's what totally sells them on it. And that's what changes their mind. We've had experience. I mean, even I'll tell you, our producer, Sarah, that is oftentimes behind the camera, she came from journalism and had never thought about senior housing. And just so happened, we were doing a give back in the form of a charity and raising money for Alzheimer's. And through a volunteering capacity, she learned about the senior housing industry from an experiential aspect. Yeah. And wanted something a little bit more meaningful, and already had an extremely successful career, but wanted something more. And so that right there, that story could be duplicated over and over and over again. I think so often we try to make our business, our industry, transactional. Mm-hmm. And what we have the greatest opportunity in our industry to expose is how relational it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at all these conferences that we get to go to, I think some of the things that we're doing wrong is even on our panels and things like that. Everybody's wanting to talk about the labor crisis, which there's no doubt there's a labor crisis. But I think a lot of the narrative and what people are wanting to talk about is the wage crisis and that. But, you know, when we start talking about that and start trying to make the narrative of, hey, we need to be trying to compare ourselves to Chick-fil-A, and how can we compete with Chick-fil-A? How can we compete with that? That's really the wrong narrative, because, you know, we're a lot more than chicken sandwiches mm-hmm. here. We're about human touch and yeah. the human interaction. And so if we change the narrative and focus it on our mission as an industry, that's where the opportunity is.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot here at Brookdale. We call it the associate value proposition. And we have, I think, as an industry, a very unique value proposition to take to anybody, no matter the kind of role you're interested in, whether it is, and I tell students at university all the time that you don't have to go be an operator. You don't have to go run a building or have a role in a building. You can work for a capital provider. You can work for a corporate office and be in HR or be in marketing. You know, if you want to be a social media marketing expert, seniors housing could be a great industry for you to go be that expert in, and it's a growing component of our industry. So really, I like to introduce them to what is the mission of our industry, how can you do well and do good at the same time, mm-hmm. And I think that's the value proposition that we have to offer that very few industries can offer to someone.
So give some insight that may help some, you know, we've got a wide listener group, we've got some mom and pop operators out there that are trying to stay relevant and keep up with the changing times and technology and strategies, all the way to some of your folks here at Brookdale and all in between regional operators. You know, your team is kind of leading the charge on innovation and strategy. What are some ideas that you have for the future or some things and successful strategies right now that you're implementing to help tap into spreading the mission of our industry into that younger labor market to help it be more attractive?
Well, certainly as the FLC, the University Outreach Program is a big driver for us. From Brookdale's perspective, we are trying to leverage our marketing expertise, things like our branding, our messaging, all the channels through which we access potential residents, and take that and apply it to our HR outreach and trying to broaden the channel, broaden the access to potential associates up and down the organization, left and right in the organization. So that's things like, how do we make sure that the messaging that we offer aligns to where that potential associate is in their own journey of seeking a role? So if they're we're actively building tools and messages to target a broad audience that maybe has never heard about seniors housing. So how do we communicate to them the head and the heart, the do well and do good of our industry? And then separately, if somebody's in the market and they're searching on Indeed or they're looking on LinkedIn, how do we have targeted messaging to them to explain to them what Brookdale could offer as a potential employer? So I'd say the biggest thing we're doing is trying to take our marketing expertise and apply it to acquiring great talent. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we have employed as well as we could. And I think some of the smaller operators and regional providers do a great job of building relationships with universities and kind of local pipelines of talent. Mm-hmm. I think that is a phenomenal strategy mm-hmm. Because you're also getting connected with the community. And mm-hmm. Some people say we're in the healthcare industry. I disagree. I think we're in the human care industry. Mm-hmm. Those relationships and that local experience, those local connections, they not only drive connections for potential associates or caregivers or executive directors or whomever, they also make the community itself a more vibrant place, mm-hmm. Being connected to the broader community. So I'm a big proponent of, and we talk a lot at Brookdale about winning locally. Mm-hmm. How do we set our teams up to build those local relationships? So I guess those would be two that I would recommend. One is leverage your marketing expertise to drive talent acquisition. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you're focusing on local relationships because this is a human care business.
So I love that because that is in particular the local relationships because everybody can relate to that. Mm-hmm. No matter whether you're a single community operator or a regional operator all the way to Brookdale, everybody has a sphere of influence. Everybody has the ability to, in that sphere locally, to develop relationships. And so, and honestly, as a small regional operator for my career, that's how it's happened. That's how, you know, you get invited to a major university like the University of Tennessee to just go in and talk with them. And it's not as intimidating as you might think, because they're humans just like everyone else.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's important to get people over the nonprofit kind of orientation that a lot of folks have toward our industry. We have a great mission. Nonprofit and for-profit providers both do great work. But I think a lot of undergraduates who I speak with most often, they kind of look at seniors housing and they think, oh, that's a place where I can go and feel good mm-hmm. and really do something nice. But they don't really see it as a potential career opportunity.
Right.
And it's important to get them over that hump to say, no, you can make a great career out of this professionally, mm-hmm. and you can do good along the way.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's senior living, it's the industry that really has the upper hand against all other big real estate verticals, because mm-hmm. it's not just real estate. It's so much more. And I think that bridging that gap of just knowledge and awareness is really where it's at. There's a whole other subset of vendors and partners of the industry, which is my category, which I love confusing people about who I am and what I'm doing. They're like, you have a senior living podcast. What are you doing? I'm a general contractor to the industry.
Yeah,
and I have, as an outsider coming in, fallen in love with senior living because of all the things that you guys talked about. And I just that awareness and growth, it's going to bring people in if they know about it.
I agree. And I think aging is going mainstream is something I say a lot. And I think that we are, as an industry and as a society, bringing aging up more. And the boomers are going to drive that in an even bigger way. So I'm excited to see the growth of the industry and all the opportunities that come out of it.
Well, in the endless possibility for creativity, honestly, it's going to take the younger generation and the creativity to think outside of the box mm-hmm. to solve so many of the challenges that face our industry, which on the flip side of that is great opportunities. And so it's been fascinating to me just in the last 15 years to see how the industry is radically changing, even how we're communicating now with the social media and the internet, which our industry still way behind the times mm-hmm. on, but you two guys are like, Lucas, you're the king of LinkedIn. So, you know, that's how we connected. And it's amazing how even that can help be a great communication tool to help reach the younger generation that's just second nature to.
And these are all tools that are available and mostly free. Mm-hmm. And it's just leveraging those tools and wielding that weapon of, you know, telling the love stories mm-hmm. of the industry that's going to draw people in. It's already baked into the cake. The doing well, the mission, the feeling great about your job. It's just shifting that culture to a platform where it can be easily consumed, heard, mm-hmm. and understood. Right?
Yeah, you don't have to make it up. It's there every day in every one of our communities. Someone's life is being enriched.
Yeah,
and I mean, just packaging those stories is all you have to do.
Yes. Awesome, guys. Yeah. Well, time's running out. With that being said, this has been a great conversation. And to our listeners, I'm hoping that you're listening to this and your wheels are spinning in your own mind of what you can do, how you can be the bridge in your own local community to help tell the stories of our industries to recruit great talent to help with care and dignity for our seniors and our aging adults.
Can I make an ask?
Yes.
I definitely, anybody who's listening, if you went to a university or live near a university, try to reach out to them and talk to them about seniors housing. And if you need any help with content or anything, we'd be happy to help provide nothing Brookdale specific. I'm saying general industry. If you're a student, check out Nick's industry internship program on Nick's website. I think you guys can link to that. And if you're a provider or anybody serving in or around the senior living industry, we would love to have you host a Nick intern. We have a big pipeline of great talent at really top tier universities, and we're looking for more hosts for interns. So any one of those three, we would love for you to participate.
Awesome. And so, like in our show notes, I think we're going to connect everybody to how they can connect with you.
Sure.
And that information, right, Lucas?
Absolutely. Show notes, go down, just scroll at the bottom of your podcast player. You'll see all the notes to connect with Andrew Smith. You'll see the notes to connect to the NIC organization, and we'll make sure that, and you can also connect to Josh and I. We will make sure that your questions are answered, and we hope that that cry to action that Andrew just gave us, we hope that you take it to heart and not delay.
Be the bridge.
Be the bridge. That's right. That's what we always say. So thank you so much for listening today, and we hope to connect with you in the future. And thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.